The following is a special Catholic Radio Indie program on Exodus 90, a 90-day program of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity for men. If you've heard about it and want to know more, or you're looking for something substantial and challenging going into Lent this year, this next half hour is for you. I'm your host, Corky Aiken. Let's join Nick Meyer and Nathaniel Benversi of the Exodus 90 team, former Indianapolis Colts offensive lineman Joe Wrights, Exodus 90 veteran J.C. Hatton, and Catholic Radio Indie General Manager Gordon Smith as we look into Exodus 90.
We're rolling.
All right. You did that to me again. Hey, all right. My name's Corky Aiken. I am Director of Operations here at Catholic Radio Indy. I got Gordon Smith, who's the General Manager.
Hello.
Admiral, Gold Bar guy. And then we got four other guys with us who have done Exodus 90, and that is the point of this whole thing. Neither Gordon nor I have done this. We've heard about it. We've heard about it from people who enjoyed it. We've heard about it from people who ran away screaming. So we want to make sure we get the real scoops from these guys, including Nick, who you'll hear from, who actually started this or made it become more approachable here at the lay level. Is that accurate? Nick, what did you do? Tell me what you did. What did you do, Nick?
Oh, well, no. I actually just joined the team back in May.
Oh, okay.
So James is the guy who's more the starter, and thankfully Nathaniel, he has been on the team officially with Exodus 90 for 4 years. So I'm really new, but I'm my role and my goal with working in the team is just to help reach more men.
Okay.
In general. So my,
all right, great. Yeah, that's and my Nick Meyer. Meyer Nick. Or Myers?
Meyer, no S.
Meyer, no S. All right. And Nathaniel, what's your last name?
Benversi.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Wisconsin originally.
That's the Viking beard dinner. All right.
That beard would make Moses envious back in Egypt in the Exodus days. I mean, I know we're on radio, but Nathaniel's beard, get to the website if nothing else just to see Nathaniel's beard.
All right. You've got a beard for radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other guy you just heard is Joe Wrights, formerly Indianapolis Colt lineman. And how long have you been with the program, Joe?
I've done Exodus now three times, 2018, 2020, and then this past year, 2022.
Okay, so this will be number four for you.
This will be number four coming up.
All righty. And then the guy to my immediate left, J.C. Hatton from St. Maria Goretti, Kersiista with me. And J.C., how many times would this be for you?
I've done it twice. I did it, I think, 5 years ago and then 3 years ago. The last time I did it with some folks at Our Lady of Mount Carmel as well.
Gotcha. All right. So now that we know who all we are, and like I said, neither Gordon nor I have done this, and we've heard all the stories. So the first question, I went and read the list of things that we do. The first thing my wife looked at me and said is, cold showers? So is that the very first thing that everybody usually picks up on, or is it something else?
100%. I think cold showers is what prevents guys from doing it. And what I always share is, I think it's cold or lukewarm showers, correct, right? The point is not just to have some hot, super relaxing, 10-minute shower. It's about all these ascetic practices that all these early church fathers did. And I'll be honest, my shower, now I have short hair, but they just became like 60 seconds long. But I'll tell you this, I took a cold shower the other day. If you take a cold shower at 6 a.m, you're going to have a great day. And I think the beauty of Exodus 90 and removing all these things from our lives, our Catholic view of suffering, offering up that suffering for somebody else. I'm thinking about Joe Wrights. It's hard to take a cold shower. I'm thinking about somebody else that's struggling or lost a loved one or, praying for your wife or your kids. It's a lot easier to get through that time in the cold shower. And I think that, one of the beauty things of Exodus 90. But the cold showers are not as bad as everybody says. And my whole point is, if cold showers are preventing you from doing something that's going to radically improve your faith life and get you closer to Jesus, then I'd say we probably all can make that small sacrifice for 90 days.
So that was an interesting point, though, that you don't just get in there to do it and get it done, that you do it to unite your suffering with those who are also in the need of grace. They are meant to turn us into true men of Christ. Now, Nick, since you're just part of the team, what brought you here and what are the things that made you aware that this was a pursuit and not just an occasional thing to do once a year?
Yeah, what attracted me to the team itself was the mission and the opportunity that I've seen over the years. So I was a missionary with Focus years ago, from 2010 to 2014, working with men on college campuses who, that's a very vulnerable time or opportunity for guys to walk away from the faith. So the investment in them, the fraternity, the brotherhood that you get to do when you walk with men together and journeying together. And then since leaving Focus in 2014, moving to Indianapolis, I started working in men's ministry just as a volunteer at my parish at St. John's downtown. And there's just a hunger and a desire there. And men don't always know where to go. And there's not necessarily always a call to them, to the challenge, to live the faith deeper, and that it is manly to be faithful. to live the Christian life is to emulate Christ and to be a man. To have virtue is to be a man. And there's not very many models of that in our society today. And I've known about the team at Exodus 90 for years and been supporting them for years and seeing the mission and talking to a handful of the guys on the team and seeing the fruits that were coming forth, certainly in the 90 days, but more so this call to live a life of prayer, a life of asceticism, self-sacrifice, and fraternity with brothers. We all need that. And yeah. So it just is very easy to be drawn into that when you see the outcomes, not necessarily the list of things that are you're being called to in the midst of it.
So Nathaniel, he made an excellent point that these days there are very few examples of men being called to be virtuous as a role model. In fact, the world pretty much drags us the opposite direction every chance it gets. And you've been with the program for a lot longer. How can you develop that idea, being a virtuous man, not just for our own sake, but as a role model to others to emulate Christ and be Christ to others in this strong, robust masculinity?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic of, hey, there's not really enough role models out there modeling for us how to become a better man. Well, there's one, and we're ignorant of it. And as, you know, St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. The Lord gave us an example in the Old Testament how to live a life of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity. He gave us an example in the New Testament in the Apostles' letters of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity. And if it was, you know, people like me being really hard-headed and didn't get it enough in the Old and in the Epistles, well, Christ came down. God himself literally came down and modeled this very life for us. Didn't just tell us about it, but literally lived a life of prayer, of course. A life of asceticism, acts of self-denial daily. I mean, we watch The Chosen, and we can just see through the lens of the apostles how it wasn't just Calvary that he lived a life of sacrifice. Not just, oh, you know, I'll give up my life for God if somebody holds a gun to my head. No, every day giving our life up for our Lord, and especially for the body of Christ, that being our wife, our children, our coworkers, those that we love. And then fraternity. This guy just went around for 3 years with a bunch of smelly dudes who didn't even like each other that much. If that wasn't fraternity, that was sure asceticism, right? He lived this life out, and we need to be attentive to that. Our model is there. We have no excuse. Now it's just up to us. Are we going to be attentive or not? Are we going to be willing to live this life or not? You don't have to do Exodus 90 to do that, but it sure is one fine roadmap to help us do it with our brothers, to hold ourselves accountable to living it well and clearly, starting for 90 days and onward into the future as well.
Hi, I'm Joe Wrights, Indianapolis native and former Colts offensive lineman. Starting January 9th, men from all around Indianapolis will join tens of thousands of men from all over the world for 90 days of living holier lives. Check out exodus90.com/indy to see what we're all about and decide if you are up for the challenge. Join me and other men in your backyard this January 9th for Exodus 90. That's exodus90.com/indy.
JC, you're a lay guy. I know you from just being around coffee tables in the morning with other dudes. You've done this twice. You're looking at doing it a third time. The stuff we've had here, this discussion, how true does that ring? Is that a motivation? Is that more of an abstract while you're trying to be practical? Where does this fit into the guy, you know, behind you at the pew? You know, the dude with the kids, the guy who's just coming in from the parking lot.
Well, I mean, to give you a little bit of background, I did Christ Renews and that brought me a certain way towards being a Catholic again. I probably went decades after college of kind of falling into the worldly things of life and whatnot. And even today, after doing Exodus 90 twice, I find myself, you know, at the end of the day, spending too much time watching TV and this and that and falling back into those bad habits. And I really, this third time, hoping it's the charm, that I can push forward even after Exodus 90 of holding on to some of these asceticisms as just part of life and offering those up, as you said, because that's a wonderful way of putting it. The thing I finally got used to the cold showers. That was early on. You get used to that pretty early on. But for me, it's TV. I find it too easy to lay down on the couch at the end of the day and just go into mindlessness. And I think that has its hold on a lot of people in this world.
I'm good at mindlessness.
Well, to follow up that, I think Exodus 90, it's not do this intense program for 90 days and then go back to where you were and just, you know, at day 91 and that everything's for naught, right? Yeah. It's about a lifestyle. Exactly. It's about slowly changing yourself day over day to be the man that God really calls us to be. And I think for me, during Exodus 90 is the times when I'm happiest, when I have the most joy, the times when I'm most connected to the Holy Spirit. It's amazing what you can do when you orient your day around Jesus. And I think for a long time in my life, I fit God into my day. I pray for 5 minutes in the morning or at night, or I'd really pray when I needed something and I'd want to make God my genie. I'd go to Mass on Sunday. I'd do confession once or twice a year, but I wasn't building my day around Jesus. And when you do this program, it forces you to do that and you realize how much joy and happiness you have. And I think the biggest thing that it brought me was the fraternity. So you find a fraternity, there's 6, 8, 10 men. You know, I played sports my whole life, and I'm sure a lot of listeners have been in a locker room at some point, whether it's middle school, high school, college, whatever. That's a sacred bond when you're in a locker room and you have common suffering. You're out on the practice field in 2-a-days, it's hot. You're, you know, everybody's mad at the coach. You guys are banging against each other. There's a bond that's formed through that common suffering. And when I retired from the NFL, I thought, I'll never have that again. But guess what? I found it and more with Exodus 90, because now our common suffering is for what? It's not to try to win a Super Bowl. It's to try to get to heaven. And that's our ultimate goal and brings us the ultimate joy and happiness. And so that fraternity, those are some of my closest friends. And we still talk all the time. And from the different guys in different fraternities, we got a bunch of different group chats. And those are guys I know. When I'm going through something, boom, I got prayers from those guys. Those are men that have shared their vulnerability to the core with me and vice versa with them. And that bond that we have to lead each other to Christ and to lead each other to heaven and to lead each other to happiness, that's what's so unique and special. And I think that's what's so rare in our society. As men, we don't get around and talk and share our feelings. We go to a bar and drink beer and watch a game and have just all surface level, you know, conversation. And through the Exodus 90 program, through that fraternity, has brought me so many meaningful, genuine friendships that's allowed me to really be the person that God calls me to be. Because I'm a big believer that accountability is a friend of success. And so now you have 6, 7, 8 other guys that are going to hold you accountable on a daily basis. And I might want to take that warm shower, but if I have to text you that night and say, hey, I was weak, you know, I thought about myself, I didn't offer it up for you and for the group, that's a different level. And that's why Exodus 90 is a great program, really hard to do by yourself. Find a fraternity, join a fraternity of guys, and I can guarantee you that it'll be well worth it. Hi, I'm Joe Wrights, Indianapolis native and former Colts offensive lineman. Starting January 9th, men from all around Indianapolis will join tens of thousands of men from all over the world for 90 days of living holier lives. Check out exodus90.com/indy to see what we're all about and decide if you are up for the challenge. Join me and other men in your backyard this January 9th for Exodus 90. That's exodus90.com/indy.
Now, this thing starts on January 9th, and it goes, it's called Exodus 90. What's the end date? And I'm not understanding that exactly.
The end date is April 9th, which is Easter Sunday.
That's important.
That's right. Yeah, we do it 90 days up to each Easter. You can certainly do it any time year round, but 90 days up to Easter is when the majority of our men will do it. And then our app continues to lead and form men throughout the rest of the year as well. Constantly content right there to lead us spiritually and through our entire body physically with prayer, asceticism, and fraternity. Not as hard as the 90 days, but really we're looking, just as Joe said earlier, right? Who do we want to be after 90 days? That's the motivator. What kind of husband do we want to be? What kind of father do we want to be? What kind of salesman do we want to be? Do we want to be one that's attentive or one that's on ESPN.com? We want to be a better man. We all know that. And so you start with these 90 days. You lead through and into Lent, into Easter, onward, always continuing to pursue our Lord the rest of your life. Now, you don't have to do it in the app all the time, but it sure is going to help you out getting started with a life of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity and keep you accountable to your brothers.
So does my morning start out with the app? Does it wake me up? Do I refer to it in the morning? How does it work?
Great question. Let me add in that. There's an app on your phone, all the content's there. And so generally, I wake up on my phone. I'm probably like a lot of guys. What do? You check your text messages. You check your email. You check Twitter. I'm embarrassed to say I do that sometimes first thing in the morning. And now I'm thinking about Lord knows what to set my day versus I open up the app. There's the reading from the book of Exodus, right? So the 90 days takes you from the whole entire book of Exodus. There's a great reading. And then probably even better is a great reflection. Some of this Old Testament stuff is hard, right? And I don't fully understand it, but the reflections are written so well. It's like, wow, this is speaking to me right now as a 37-year-old father of 6 who's just trying to be the best version of myself I can be. So you start your day off with that reading, that reflection, that prayer time. You know, one of the pillars of Exodus is to get an hour of prayer in a day, 20 minutes minimum. I'm sitting here.
Is that in front of the Holy Eucharist, or is it anywhere?
If you can be in adoration, but it can be anywhere. Some people have long commutes. You do it in the car. But before I did Exodus, no way do I have time to pray for an hour a day. No, I'm so busy. I got this. I got kids. I got work. And then I'm thinking, okay, I'm not watching a college basketball game for 2 hours. I'm not scrolling mindlessly on Facebook or Twitter for 30 minutes. I'm not doing A, B, or C. All of a sudden, you realize I have a lot of time in my day when it's oriented well and when I don't have all these little distractions. And I think that's, again, the beauty of the program is it forces you to free up your day to spend with Jesus. And then when you're doing the program, you're like, I have more time than ever. You know why? Because I'm properly oriented and I'm focused. And just from a business perspective, you know, now being in the business world, the clarity of thought, you know, that you get during those 90 days because you're not distracted by all these other things is amazing. I've never thought clearer than during the times when I'm doing Exodus 90, because again, all these other small distractions that you think are important and think bring you happiness but really don't, they're completely eliminated from your life.
But I don't think I'm going to get the money's worth out of my Netflix subscription now.
Probably not. You may want to do a temporary pause or hold, but what's funny is, for me, it wasn't the cold showers that prevented me from doing it. It was two things that I love to do. Watch college basketball. You know, I played 9 years in the NFL, but I was a four-year college basketball player. Hoops was my first love. Growing up in Indiana, you watch Hoosiers all the time as a kid. They just feed you that basketball. Watching college basketball and drinking beer, two things that I love to do. And I can remember thinking, I was encouraged by a good friend, Alex Titus, Our Lady Mount Carmel, to do Exodus. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Life's kind of busy. And I really was holding back because I want to be able to watch March Madness and hang out with my buddies and, you know, have a couple cold ones. And I'll never forget, this is completely Holy Spirit driven, because we out to dinner with him and his wife, Sydney, and she's a pretty quiet lady, you know, doesn't really speak up a lot. And all of a sudden, she just looked at me and she's like, well, you know, if you're too busy now, when are you going to have time to do it? And then somebody else told me, if watching college basketball is so important to you that you can't give it up for 90 days to focus on Jesus, is your relationship with Christ really important? And I'm like, wow, you talk about a gut check. But it's true. And all these things that we think are so important here on earth, we realize aren't as much. And again, anything that you think is going to prevent you from doing this, because, well, I really want to do A, or I really want to do B or C, I can guarantee you it's not going to bring you as much happiness as doing this program. I mean, it really is life-changing. It has been for me and my faith in terms of drawing me deeper into a personal relationship with Jesus and showing me how much Christ loves me. And in contrast, I'm a better husband, better father, because when you're filled up with the unconditional love of Jesus, you have more capacity yourself to go and share that unconditional love with your wife, with your children, with your coworkers, with your friends.
Now, you've mentioned the ladies a few times here. Our wives, are there things, I'm sure we don't want to go home and have our wife hit us over the head with a baseball bat about this, but are there things that ladies can do that are listening to this right now that might encourage their husband to do this?
I would say have an honest conversation with your wife, because it is a sacrifice for, you know, the wives and ladies too, in terms of, you know, not eating meat on Wednesday and Friday. And I think there's certain things that you want to talk about with your fraternity. You know, if your wife loves to watch Real Home Makeover, some show for 30 minutes, well, maybe you sit in there with her and you watch that show with her, even though you're not supposed to watch TV, because you're doing it to honor your wife. But the whole point of the program is, I'm not going to make my wife sit with me and watch a two-hour basketball game or a two-hour Netflix show that I want to watch. And so you make sacrifice. Or if your family has movie night, you know, we used to say, well, I'm not going to sit upstairs when my kids are watching Frozen 2 together. You still want to stay
immersed. That's asceticism right there.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That might be harder, because certainly don't want to have this like holier-than-thou feel. So obviously there's all these different asceticisms, you know, that are recommended to do, but that's why it's important to have a fraternity, have open, honest conversations, and say, we might have to tweak a thing here or there that's best for my family, because again, Jesus, family, ourselves, those are the most important priorities.
Now, does the app help us make that connection on the fraternity side?
The protagonist when it comes to building a fraternity is you. You're the one who's listening to radio right now. You're the one who is with the Holy Spirit encountering our Lord right now. And so what about those men who are in your office place? What about those men who are in the pews? You know that guy who sits four pews behind you? You see him every single week. You don't know his name yet. These are the guys who also want to know our Lord more. who also want to be detached from their phone more. They don't know about Exodus 90 right now, but you do. You know a roadmap to live the life that Christ modeled for us of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity. So go and invite them. It is on you. This is the Christian life, right? To have a fraternity. We're made for unity because God himself was three persons in one, and we're made in his image and likeness. So even if you said, well, I don't want to build a fraternity, so I'm not going to do Exodus 90, or I don't have a fraternity, so I'm not going to do Exodus 90. Wrong. If you want to live the Christian life, you need a fraternity. You need people next to you. So that task is still before you, to go and find out that guy's name, to go and invite him to encounter Christ with you, to grow as a man with you. So Exodus 90 now gives you the beer in your hand to hand to him and say, hey, instead of looking at each other awkwardly, let's look at Christ together through Exodus 90. Let's pursue this together. Will you do this with me? It's going to be super hard.
And so we formed these fraternities, and I think Gordon's question alluded to, how do we find our group? How do we find our people? So I want to do this. I think Gordon will probably be in my fraternity. JC probably will, but we've already got these relationships formed. If somebody is sitting there going, well, I don't really know anybody, or I'm really shy, I'm not going to walk up to this guy and say, hey, you want to find Jesus with me? Even if we are in church. Does the app, or is there a process that a guy signs up on the website and then finds people near him who have already said, yeah, I want to do this, so the let's do it together part is already taken care of?
Most primarily, the answer is no. Yes, we have some fraternity finding features, but they're not geographically located because it is on us. It really is. Now, the app is going to help you unite to your brothers. Once you download the app and you create your account, it is so easy. We've made it so easy for you to send a link to the guy next to you, to send a link to anybody who you have in your contact book. And you're automatically joined in your app right there as fraternity brothers, which is great. It's a real gift to help join people together. But the responsibility is on us. If we're not willing to go up to somebody's door and knock on it and say, hey, listen, I want to become holier and I want you to become holier because I know you love your wife. If you're not willing to do that, well, guess what? It's going to be a long road to hell for you or your brother. And it's going to be on you for not inviting him. Like, this is serious stuff. This isn't like melodrama. This is the real life. You want this guy to get to heaven or not. I'm not asking you to go to the cross for him. Jesus already did that. I'm asking you to go to his door. Are you willing to do that for your brothers?
Hi, I'm Joe Wrights, Indianapolis native and former Colts offensive lineman. Starting January 9th, men from all around Indianapolis will join tens of thousands of men from all over the world for 90 days of living holier lives. Check out exodus90.com/indy to see what we're all about and decide if you are up for the challenge. Join me and other men in your backyard this January 9th for Exodus 90. That's exodus90.com/indy.
You asked one question earlier. I know Joe gave one side of the answer to that on the wives, but I could give you some more in terms of like just a female listener who's listening, which is, I think, a part of what you're asking, right?
Hit me.
They can do. So if you're a woman out there listening and you have a husband and he doesn't know anything about Exodus 90 right now and you want him to, send him a link to his phone or to his email or whatever, or just show it to him right there. Or just say, hey, I heard about this crazy thing that guys are doing all over the world. I'm going to buy you Exodus 90 because I know that you want to be a better husband and a better father, and I want to help and support you in that.
It's so good. And I actually just a little story. I had I got an email probably three weeks ago from a woman who lives in South Africa. And she said, hey, I know about Exodus 9. I love what you guys are doing. I have four brothers and one of their friends, and I think I've got them excited about potentially doing this, and I want to buy their license. I said, if I buy this for you, will you do it? And they all said yes. She's not leading them. She's not telling them to do it, but she's heard about it, and she's seen the fruits of it in some other men's lives that she's known. And so she's encouraging her family members, her friends, to do it, and she's willing to purchase it for them, which I think is just a beautiful gesture and offering as the body of Christ.
I'm going to need some Exodus 90 bling, okay? A big sweatshirt, something like that.
Well, they got that great color orange, right? Get your big orange sweatshirt and chain, and there you go. You can be promoting it walking down the street.
I'm curious, do you guys still put some of it out there on Facebook?
Yeah, there's definitely some things out there. Like, we're not doing as many like ads just because personal invitation is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain amount of awareness that we want to help generate so that men have some exposure to it and it's recognizable. You know, you can go to our YouTube channel. We just had a 90-second video that was just produced, and it's really good. I think I sent it to you, Corky. It's great. You know, men are sharing that on Facebook or finding a different post somewhere from our Exodus 90 social media page, and they're just sharing that or retweeting that. That can be a great way to get a conversation started. And I even just tag people on my own
posts. And I think something that's practical from an easier perspective, again, okay, I hear you. It might not be super comfortable for everybody to approach somebody one-on-one with a personal invitation, which I would argue you still should do it anyway. Push yourself outside the comfort zone for our Lord and Savior Jesus. But send a group text out. Pick 8 or 10 guys in your parish or your community or your neighborhood or your office and say, hey, fellas, I'm thinking about doing this Exodus 90 program. Does anybody have any interest? I guarantee it's going to spark it up because that starts to build that fraternity. Oh, okay, well, Bob's doing it and Steve's doing it and maybe I should do it. And the reality is, and this is what I always tell people, Exodus 90 is the single greatest thing I've ever done for my faith. And number two is not even close. I know there's people that have done CHIRP, and CHIRP's awesome, and Crecio and retreats. It's not even close, in my opinion, because it's 90 days, and you build those intentional habits. Again, this isn't do something hard for 90 days and go back right to where you were. Because guess what? You're not going to want to, because you're going to experience the love that Jesus has. You're going to say, wow, this is really what he calls me to be as a man and a husband and a father and a worker, and you're going to want to continue that on. Now, am I at the same level today that I am during those 90 days? No. But you've set a new floor for yourself as a human being. Does that make sense? You've set a new floor 100%. For yourself where now all of a sudden 20 minutes of prayer doesn't seem super, super long because you used to do an hour of prayer a day.
Right.
And going to Mass an extra time a week doesn't seem like such a crazy thing. It's more like, wow, I've only got to Mass once this week. You know, something's wrong with me. And it just slowly but surely has helped me change the priorities in my life to things that Joe Wrights wants to do versus things that, you know, Jesus calls me to do, again, as a son of God, as a husband, as a father.
It becomes a reorienting.
For sure. It really forces you in a positive way to build your day around Christ versus fitting Jesus into our life and giving him, you know, kind of our 5 minutes here and, you know, our leftovers, you know, that we have in the day.
You were talking about getting 8 or 9, 10 guys on a text, and the first thing you thought of is, wait, I'm a past Grand Knight. I've got a whole council at my parish, and anybody who hears this who has a council at their parish, there's 50 guys who will be reading a text. So that's built in.
And I don't know any statistics on here. This is all made up, right? Aren't all statistics made up anyway? But
98%.
I bet if you polled the men that you know, and there's more men out there, the listeners, probably than people know that have done Exodus 90, I can guarantee you that if you polled 100 guys, there's not more than one or two had a negative experience.
Absolutely. So exodus90.com/indy, and all questions are answered, or at least sources for answers are found there. Do you guys, are you available for email if somebody has a more in-depth question and they want to contact you personally?
Give Nathaniel's phone number, address.
867-5309.
Well played.
I think we should support at Exodus. Yeah, I would direct everybody to support@exodus90.com. We have a handful of people who will answer those. And if there's something specific that they can't, they need to redirect it to one of us personally, they will do that.
All right. So is there anything that we missed? Is there something that's been bugging you guys that needs to be said?
I think the last thing I would say is it hard at times? Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah, well, if it's not hard.
Anything in life that you've done that's worthwhile
has been hard.
For sure. Anything that you do that's worthwhile in life is hard. And I think it's the same thing, but it forces us outside of our comfort zone. It leads us to a greater life. It leads us to more happiness and joy. And at the end of the day, right, that's what everybody's searching for, right? It's happiness, right? St. Thomas Aquinas and every philosopher throughout history has talked about human search for happiness. And the only thing that can bring us true happiness is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And Exodus 90 is just a great way to get there with other men. And I think it's manly to be a man of God. It's manly to have a lot of virtue. It's manly to be able to say no to our carnal passions about drinking beer and watching TV and want to do all these other things.
Last thing I would say is the end in mind. What's our goal? How do we keep the end in mind? There's a common phrase in the life of the church is memento mori, which is
remember death.
Remember death. And so, but it's not to be morbid, but it's to remember what's our purpose? Why are we here? Where are we going? And what can I do? What's the path? What's the roadmap? What can help me along the way? And these principles can help us along the way. A life of prayer, a life of asceticism, a life of fraternity that the church has always promoted and given to us. So I think for us to at least to say, what's my aim? What's my goal? Do I have one? how do I get there?
When I played with the Colts, there was a saying in our locker room, keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing was winning the game on Sunday by any means necessary, whether it was by 1 point or 100 points or whether the offense, defense, whoever had to do it. In our lives, keep the main thing the main thing. What does that mean? It's get to heaven. All that matters. I mean, literally all that matters is if you get to heaven, if you get your spouse to heaven, if you get your kids to heaven, and if you help get all those other people around you to heaven. And so I think so often we can get distracted about all these other things in life and even within our own faith, but keep the main thing the main thing. And if I want to get to heaven, this is an unbelievable program, in my opinion, the best program for men to help them get there.
This has been outstanding. I know I'm fired up.
I like it. All Nathaniel, right. Is your picture on the website?
We can
Exodus90.com/tailgate. You can find it there.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, it's worth, if nothing else, even if you have no interest in this program, which you shouldn't, you got to go there and just check out his beard, because again, Moses would be envious of this thing you got cooking right now.
Thanks, Joe.
Excellent. All right, fellas, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Corky. You bet. Thanks, guys.
The preceding was a special Catholic Radio Indy program on Exodus 90, a 90-day program of prayer, asceticism, and fraternity for men. For more information, go to www.exodus90.com/indy. The program starts January 9th. Pray on it. Talk to guys you know who've done it. And see if 2023 is the year the Lord is calling you to lead a holier life, to be a man for Christ, a man of the church, and a man for others through Exodus 90.